One-third of Seattle-area residents now spend more than half their income on rent. That's according to a recent report by Zillow. So can the government do anything to help? Well, both candidates in the Seattle mayor's race support a luxury real estate tax, and that revenue could help build affordable housing. Simple, right? Wrong. David Hyde with KUOW's politics team has more.
I'm on the street outside a mansion in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. This place was built in the early 1900s for railroad tycoon Sam Hill. Hill also built the Peace Arch on the Canadian border and a full-scale replica of Stonehenge out in eastern Washington. This house has 5 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, a wet bar, a wine cellar, and the asking price, $15 million. That makes this the most expensive listing in Seattle right now. So while the building is a symbol of Seattle's entrepreneurial past, it's also a symbol of opulence in a city where Amazon is now king and housing affordability has become the hot button issue in the Seattle mayor's race.
Housing in Seattle has just become too expensive. In too many ways, for too many people, our incredible successes are also creating two Seattles.
That's mayoral candidate and former U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkin. Her opponent in this race, urban planner Carrie Moon, has also made affordability her top issue. And one proposal Moon's been talking about on the stump, a luxury real estate tax.
It would generate revenue that we could then spend on affordable housing, which we all know we need a lot more of.
It would also make the city's tax system somewhat less regressive in a state where any income tax is a non-starter, at least for now. The details of Moon's tax proposal are TBD, but properties that go for much over $1 million would likely qualify for the tax, a quarter percentage point paid by the seller. And Moon's opponent in the race, Jenny Durkin, says she also supports a luxury real estate tax. Back on Capitol Hill, Oscar Nogueira's out walking two dogs past the Sam Hill house. And he tells me a luxury tax is a terrible idea.
It doesn't sound fair to me. Just because you are successful doesn't mean that you're supposed to be paying more.
Thomas Williams disagrees.
Luxury real estate, of course. And especially if it's not necessarily something that they need, it's just luxury, then of course.
Except the city doesn't have the power to do it.
Because of the state constitution, the state has ultimate control over how we tax our citizens. And so we need to get permission from the state.
Robin Kosky is with the city's Office of Housing. And she tells me the city asked state lawmakers to allow for a similar tax, but that proposal failed to get out of committee. So the luxury real estate tax is one of the many promises you'll hear about in this year's Seattle mayor's race. But for now, it ain't going to happen. The city's hands are tied, and the seller of this $15 million mansion won't pay anything extra to support affordable housing. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.